KJAN Sports.
KJAN Sports is brought to you this morning by Marnie Elkhorn Telephone Company. Check with them for complete internet hookup.
And taking a look at sports here this morning, we'll start off with the soccer front. Boys sub-state final soccer played last night with teams earning their way on then to the state tournament coming up starting on June 1st. And here's a look at the area teams that were able to move on. In a Class 1A, the sub-state 7 final over at Des Moines Christian saw Greene County beat West Central Valley, Nottoway Valley, 2-1, so Greene County will advance on to state. Also in sub-state 8 at St. Albert, it was St. Albert a 3-2 winner over Trainers, so the Falcons will advance on the Class 1A state tournament. In Class 2A and sub-state 8 over in Adel, it was ADM beating Creston 2-0, so ADM advances. And in Class 3A and sub-state 1 at Sioux City, it was Sioux City West edging out Lewis Central 4-3. So that now has set the tournament field. And those boys' state soccer tournament brackets have been released. Once again, play starting up on June 1st will continue through June 5th at County Soccer Park there in Des Moines. Here are the look of the brackets. In Class 3A, the top seed's Iowa City West. They'll take on the 8-seed Sioux City West in the opener. And the 4-seed West Des Moines Valley will take on the 5-seed Ankeny Centennial. The 3-seed Cedar Rapids Prairie will face the 6-seed Pleasant Valley. And the 2-seed Johnston will take on 7-seeded Cedar Falls. The 2A quarterfinal round looks like this. The top seed is Cedar Rapids Xavier. They'll take on the 8-seed Marion. The 4-seed Pella faces the 5-seed ADM. The 3-seed Bondurant Farrar will take on the 6-seed Sergeant Bluff Luton. And the 2-seed Dallas Center Grimes will take on the 7-seed Waverly Shellrock. And the 1A bracket, the top seed is Burlington Notre Dame. They'll take on the 8-seed Columbus Catholic. The 2-seed is Iowa City Regina. They'll take on Greene County, the 5-seed in the opener. And then the 3-seed West Liberty will face the 6-seed St. Albert. And the 2-seed Western Christian will take on the 7-seed North Fayette Valley. All those quarterfinal round games will be played coming up on June 1st, again there at County Soccer Park in Des Moines. Postseason regional play got started for Class 1A girls in soccer action last night as well. And here's a look at the quarterfinal round results from the area. In Region 1, Tri-Center picked up a 7-0 shutout win over Sergeant Bluff Luton. It was Western Christian, a 1-0 win over Sioux Center. Bishop Heelan shut out MOC Floyd Valley 10-0. And Unity Christian, a 2-0 win over West Sioux. In Region 2, Trainer 11-0 over AHSTW. It was Missouri Valley, a 4-1 winner over Logan Magnolia. East Sac County beat Boyden Hole Rock Valley 10-0. And St. Albert, a 2-1 winner over Underwood. And in Region 3, Van Meter 10-0 over Creston. Centerville, a 3-0 winner over Sheraton. Gilbert shut out Greene County 10-0. And Nottoway Valley, West Central Valley, a 1-0 win over Kemper Catholic. Let's look at your regional quarterfinal round winners there for girls 1A soccer. The winners advancing on to the regional semifinals, which will take place coming up next Tuesday. And the larger classes will start their postseason then as well. Also in high school softball and baseball action from last night in softball play, Atlantic now 2-0 on the young season as they picked up a 13-2 win over Missouri Valley in 5 innings of play as they did a nice job of getting runners on base. And then the difference, Coach Terry Hinsman said from their opener on Monday against Lenox, was that once they got those runners aboard, they were able to bring them home, and that made a big impact there on the team. He thought that they did a good job in those situations, being able to step to the plate and get those runners across. And Coach Hinsman had this comment to talk about a little bit of what the offense had to do last night there in that win over a young Missouri Valley team that they took on there last night.
We got runners across when we got them on base. You know, last night we left, Monday night, I should say, we left a bunch of runners on base, and we tried to clean that up a little bit with practice on Tuesday, and I think it paid off for us because we were able to push them across. I thought we had a lot more confidence at the plate than what we showed last Monday night, especially in those situations.
And Coach Hinsman also was pleased with the effort they got in the circle from Kennedy Gergen as she got the chance to step inside and pitch this second game of the year. And he was impressed with what she was able to put out there.
You know, I thought she did a great job of locating her pitches. The off-speed pitches that she's worked so hard on over the course of the winter were paying off for her tonight. And she kept a kind of young but a decent Missouri Valley team off stride all night long.
So Atlantic again now 2-0 on the young year. They'll be taking on Denison Schleswig here tonight. That game has been moved up to a 5:30 start. Denison Schleswig last night picked up a 10-3 win over Council Bluffs Abraham Lincoln. It was Harlan 2-0 over HSTW, Kemper Catholic 8-5 over Ogden, and Underwood beat Glenwood 6-5. In games featuring Rolling Valley Conference teams, it was Arweva 12-0 over Glidden-Ralston, Coon Rapids Bayard a 7-2 win over Booyer Valley, and Exira EHK picked up a 3-1 win over West Harrison. In the games featuring quarter conference teams, Griswold a 13-1 winner over Tri-Center. Pride of Iowa Conference teams in action included East Union beating Des Moines North 12-0, Central Decatur a 15-0 win over Seymour, Nottoway Valley picked up a 13-6 win over Stanton, Lenox 4-1 over Mount Air, Twin Cedars put a doubleheader against Martinsdale St. Mary's. They won game one 4-1. Martinsdale wins games two 4-2, and then Southeast Warren an 18-0 shutout of Woodward Granger. Other scores saw Melcher Dallas beat Murray 16-0. In baseball action last night, games featuring Hawkeye 10 teams, it was Lewis Central, a 3-2 win over Sioux City East. Shenandoah beat Missouri Valley 5-4. St. Albert, an 11-8 winner over Abraham Lincoln. Underwood, 22-20 over Glenwood. Van Meter was an 11-1 winner over Creston. In Western Iowa Conference play, it was Tri-Center 15-0 over Woodbine. Rolling Valley play, Arweva a 14-0 win over Glidden-Ralston. West Harrison beat Exira EHK 9-6. Pride of Iowa play, it was Mount Air 5-3 over Lenox, and Nottoway Valley a 13-12 winner over Stanton. And other scores, Melcher Dallas an 11-7 winner over Murray. That's a look at your high school softball and baseball rundown there from Wednesday night. In Major League Baseball, game we had for you on the radio, St. Louis avoided the sweep with a 4-0 win over the White Sox. Tommy Edman hit a pair of home runs, and Edmundo Sosa drove in two runs to lead the Cardinals. John Gant tossed five innings, gave up five hits, and struck out three to grab that win there for the Cardinals as they improved to 27-22 on the year with that day game yesterday. They'll be back in action here today as they made the trip out to the desert. They'll take on the Diamondbacks late tonight, 7:45 pregame. First pitch will be on the way at about 8:40 here this evening, Central Time. Also, the Kansas City Royals dropped a 2-1 10-inning decision to the Tampa Bay Rays. Andrew Benintendi hit a game-tying home run in the ninth to force extras, but the Rays walked off in the bottom of the 10th off of Tyler Zuber. Mike Minor struck out 9 in 5 innings, allowing just one run on two hits and a good start there. Other games in Major League Baseball action and interleague play, it was the Houston Astros a 5-2 win over the Dodgers as Boston beat Atlanta 9-5. Over in the American League, Minnesota a 3-2 winner over Baltimore. Oakland 6-3 over Seattle. The Angels beat Texas 9-8. It was Detroit over Cleveland 1-0, and the Blue Jays at the Yankees was postponed. In National League play, the Cubs picked up a 4-1 win over the Pirates. It was Miami 4-2 over Philadelphia. San Diego 2-1 over Milwaukee. San Francisco a 5-4 winner over Arizona. Cincinnati at Washington was suspended, and Colorado at the Mets was postponed. In the NBA playoffs, it was Philadelphia picking up a 120-95 win over Washington, as Philadelphia now leads that series 2-0. New York a 101-92 winner over Atlanta, as that series is now tied at a game apiece. Utah 141-129 winner over Memphis, that series tied at a game each. And in the National Hockey League playoffs, it was the Islanders beating the Penguins 5-3 as the Islanders win that series 4-2. Tampa Bay a 4-0 winner over Florida as Tampa Bay advances also with a 4-2 series win. And Minnesota picked up a 3-0 win over the Vegas Golden Knights to extend that series on to a game 6. Vegas still leading that series 3-2. That's a look at the latest in sports. I'm Chris Parks, KJAN Sports.
Sports This Morning brought to you by Marnie Elkhorn Telephone Company. Check with them for complete internet hookup.